Okay, moving on in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says, "Amar Hakosei says Ha'orez Mevarech Lo Bari Pri Adama Tachno Afo Bishlo Avapi Shapruzas Kayamos B'Tchila Mevarech Lo Bari Mina Mizonos Lebesov Bracha Achas Mayen Sholosh." So the Braisa seems to say that on the pas of Orez that you are mevashel, then you make a bracha achas mayen shalosh. V'atani lebesov lo klum. Amar Rav Sheish es lokasha harabin gamliel v'harabon. Machlokas rabin gamliel and the rabbana whether you make a mayen shalosh or a bar nefashos on pas Orez shebishla. V'atanya zeh klal koshu mishivas haminim rabin gamliel amar shalosh brachos. V'achachamim omrim bracha achas mayen shalosh. Ma'aser rabin gamliel v'azakenim shayim asubin v'aliyah v'yericho v'eviu lifnem kosovos v'ochlu. Nosan Rabban Gamliel, Rishus the Rebbe Akiva Levar, Kafa Tzubir Chab Akiva, Baruch Achas Mayan Shalosh. Amalei Rabban Gamliel Akiva, Ad Masayat Tamachnes Roshka Bein Amachlokas. What are you saying, Mayan Shalosh? I hold it's Gimel Baruchas, I hold you're supposed to say Birchas HaMazon, so what are you getting involved in the Machlokas? Amalei Rabbeinu, Afal Bishata Omer Kein, Bachaverecha Omer Kein, Limaratana Rabbeinu, Yochav Rabban, Halacha Kerabban. We'll have to talk about the details of this story. This story is very interesting in its own right. There's a very important tosis about it, so we'll get to that as we continue. So, the beginning of the braisa says, Rabbi Gamliel holds that on Shivas Aminim you make Sholosh Brachos, and Chachamim say Mayen Sholosh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shom Yishivas Aminim, below Min Dagon Hu, if it's Shivas Aminim but it's not Chamesh Min Dagon, or Min Dagon below Asel Pas, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Sholosh Brachos, Chachamim Omer Bracha Achas, Mayen Sholosh, right? Then you make a Mayen Sholosh according to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you make a Birchas HaMazon. This is talking about Shivas Aminim or Chamesh Min Dagon. How about Kol Shein Olo Mishivas Haminim Olo Min Dagon? What's an example of something which is not Shivas Haminim and it's also not Chameshes Min Dagon? Kom Pas Orez V'Dochan. So what do Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham say over here? Rabbi Gamliel Amar Baruch Achas Mein Shalosh V'Chacham Amar V'Lo Klum. So Rabbi Gamliel says on Pas Orez you make a Mein Shalosh and Chacham say you make a Bar Nefashos V'Lo Klum. We interpret to mean Bar Nefashos. So the Gemara says like this, B'mayu Kimta, what do you want to say? You want to claim that the Braisa that says that you make a Mayan Shalosh on Pasores is Rabban Gamliel, and the Braisa that says Lebesov Lo Klum is the Rabbanon. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, that you make a Mayan Shalosh, according to Rabban Gamliel, you make a Mayan Shalosh on Pasores. According to the Chachamim, you make a Bar Nefashos. It's beautiful. The Braisa that says that you make a Mayan Shalosh, A Braisa Omer Mar, the Braisa that we quoted earlier, Vahatanya, so that's Rabban Gamliel. And the Braisa that says Vahatanya Lebesov Lo Klum, that's the Rabbanon. The problem is, b'mayu kimta k'rav Gamliel, you ought to say that the braisa that says that you make a mayen shalosh on Orez is Rav Gamliel. Ema seifa, let's look back to the other part of the braisa. Ema seifa d'resha. You may not pruzes kayamos by chita, not by Orez. Not by kosis as Orez, but by chita. We said the tochen afo, bishla, im eina pruzes kayamos, you make a mayen shalosh. Right? You make a mizona b'tchila mevarech marim, mizos l'vasov mevarech, bracha achas mayen shalosh. Ema seifa deresha, mena puskayamos lubasov, excuse me, betchila mevarechalei abarmin, mezaros lubasov mevarechalei abaracha, achas mayen shalosh, money. So who is that going like? E Rabban Gamliel, how can Rabban Gamliel say that on something of a min dagon you're going to make mayen shalosh, you're not going to say birchas hamazon? E Rabban Gamliel, hashta akosvos viadaisa, amar Rabban Gamliel gimel brachos. Rabban Gamliel says, on all shivas haminim you make birchas hamazon, imena puskayamos mibayim. So min dagon that you make into pas and then you mevashel, it's like a maisa kedera basically, right? So just because ein apruzas kayamos, you're going to make a mayen shalosh. Could it be? El apshit the rabbanon. So that part of the brisa must be talking about, must be going alibi the rabbanon. So just 1 second. So then it's a kasha, the rabbanon, other rabbanon. It says the Gemara, el aliolim rabbanon, utni gabayores el basofen emavarech alav alokhon. There's a problem with the brisa. In the beginning of the brisa, it says that by chita, imein apruzas kayamos, you make a mayen shalosh, which is against Rabban Gamliel, who would say that you say birchas hamazon. So it must be going like the rabbanon. So if it's going like the rabbanon, so what can you say about pas oritz? The brisa says that tochen afo bishlo, you take pas oritz, you mevashel the pas. So the brisa over there says you make a mayen shalosh on that also. On Orez, on Pas Orez, on Maisa Kedera of Orez, you make a Mayan Shalosh also, just like on Maisa Kedera of Chita, or Pas Chita, that the Prusas are not Kayama. So how could that be? It's a stira. So it must be that you should change the gears. It's not Mayan Shalosh, but rather, Lebesov Lo Klum. that the Chachamim talk a hold that you make a bar nefashos on Passover. You'll make a bar nefashos on Ma'isa Kedera of Oris. So that's the Maskana. The Maskana is because of the difficulties of the Braisa, the inner problems with the Braisa, we have to amend the text and say that the Chachamim talk a hold that on Oris you'll make a Mazonos, Betchila, and you'll make a bar nefashos as a bracha. And this is, of course, how we paskin legabe oris. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Nisano, you have something?
Yeah, I don't understand how Rashi gets from vokum to berei nefashim.
Well, velokulum in general just means it's not a special bracha. We make a bar nefashim. That's what we normally assume. Whenever it says velokulum, the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Daled, we pointed out, says that there are some amoram that want to say velokulum on certain ish, on certain machala means nothing. You don't make a bracha on at all. But we don't assume like that. We assume v'lo klum means you don't make mayin shalosh, you don't say berchas hamazon, rather you make a bar nefashim. That's how the mefarshim interpret it. Right, because it seems strange. Why should I not make a bracha achron on something? I ate kashir, so I should do something. I mean, that's what bar nefashim. If you're going to say v'lo klum means nothing, so when do you make a bar nefashim? Right, what's the case? If you make a bar nefashim on fruits and vegetables, so why should I make a bar nefashim on something that doesn't get any other bracha? Right, if it doesn't get and it doesn't get me in shalosh, it should get something. It's not worse than fruits and vegetables. So the stomach should get a bar nefashos.
Does Halakha actually do learn it like that? That you don't get a bracha?
No, I said the Gemara on Daf Mem Daled Amid Beis has a machlokas tanoim about certain things that maybe you don't make any bracha achrona. Some want to say that on Yerek you don't make a bracha achrona. Some say on Mayim you don't make a bracha achrona at all. They talk about it. Right? They talk about it. Some want to say you make a shahakal and a bar nefashos on mayim, and some say in the Gemara, no, v'lo klum, not at all. Right? This was what we quoted when we were bothered with the Braisa earlier that says k'maisa k'dera, v'lo k'maisa k'dera. K'maisa k'dera, that you make a bracha, but not k'maisa k'dera, that you make a mayim shalosh, and this you only make a bar nefashos. So we said, what do you mean k'maisa k'dera, v'lo k'maisa k'dera? It's k'maisa k'dera that you make a bracha, you make a bracha achrona on everything. No, the answer is there are some items, we said, that it's not so clear you make a bracha achrona on. But ma'isa k'dera, everyone agrees that you make a bracha achrona on. So that's an example that the Gemara is giving for something that's sure you make a bracha achrona on. But you see, it's not so clear. But normally when you see l'basov v'lo klum, it means bar nefashos. Okay? Okay, what does this whole Gemara have to do with us? Right? Orez is a word used by the Gemara, but the question is, how does this relate to our rice? So we mentioned before, there's actually a machlokas harishonim whether Orez in the Gemara really is rice. Rashi does not learn that Orez is rice. Right? According to Rashi, I'm not so sure that rice would get a mezonos. Right? Maybe it gets a hadama. If you eat it raw, it gets a hadama. If you cook it, it might get a hadama too. And the bracha achrona will be bar nefashos. I'm not sure that rice gets a mezonos, according to Rashi. Rashi says Orez is millet or something. Dochan is pants, whatever that is. Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Rashi quotes the Yesh Mefarshim who says that Orez is Rizo and Dochen is Mil. Rashi thought Orez is Mil, so Tosfos says Dochen is Mil and Orez is Rizo. So that this Yesh Mefarshim is what begins the discussion that maybe rice should get a mizonos. Maybe rice is what we call Orez in the Gemara, so it should get a mizonos. So what do we do? It's a Savik Brachas. Do we make a mizonos on rice or not? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Ches, the Mechaber has this halacha. The Mechaber says, "Hakosi says Orez Bevarcha Lo Bar Pi Adama VeAchar Bar Nefashos." This is in page 2. In Bishlo, Achin Ismaich. We'll leave that out for a moment. Oshetochna Vasal Menopas Mevarcha Lo Bar Mina Mezonos VeAchar Bar Nefashos. So if you either are Mevashel, you make a Ma'isa Kedera out of Orez, or if you make Pas out of the Orez, you make a Bar Mina Mezonos and a Bar Nefashos. Great. That's the halacha. That makes sense. That's what the Gemara says. After the textual emendation, we know that on Orez, you make a bar nefashos, right? You make a bar minimizonos betchila and a bar nefashos lebesof. But how does that relate to our rice? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot mechav hei, ha-orez rise, dochan is hears. V'yesh mefarshim ipcha, but there's some people who have the opposite pshat. Rashi doesn't have the opposite pshat. He says that Orez isn't rice at all, that neither Orez nor Dochan are rice, according to Rashi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, v'alkein, yesh machmirim d'lo yochleim elatocha se'udam. Wow. That old chumer, right? You don't know if rice is what we call Orez or is what we call Dochan, so we don't know if you should make a mezonos or not, so you should only eat it as part of the se'udah. Sama machmir.
Isn't it like a species of
Okay, we're going to get to Nismachu in a moment.
Why is,
because if it's not Nismachu, the Mishnah Berurah assumes you wouldn't make a Mesonis anyway. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to get to that, yeah. But even if it's Nismachu, you still should only eat it in the middle of Sukkah. If it's not Nismachu, it just says get the shackles, no question about it. Yeah, good motion, yeah. He's not translating to English. Chafetz Chaim didn't speak English, but Rai is in Yiddish. That's Rai in English. Okay. Just one second.
Just a quick question.
We're going to get to Nismachu. I don't want to talk about it now. Let's first define what Oriz is, and then we'll talk about Nismachu. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he quotes the Lechem Chamudos. The Lechem Chamudos. That's on the bottom of the Madana Yomtev. It's one of the Perushim on the Rosh. The lechem chamudos kasev, the sugyan de alma oriz rice dochan hiris. We assume that oriz is rice, even though there's a suffix in the mafarshim whether oriz is rice or not. But we assume that oriz is rice. And the Birkei Yosef, the Mata Yehuda, the Meister Rav, the Gra, all these people claim that oriz is rice. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can make a mezonos on rice. Don't worry about it. Oriz in the Gemara we can assume is rice, even though Rashi thought it wasn't rice. You can assume it's rice. So you can make a mezonos on it. You don't have to eat it as part of the Seuda, even if it's Nismacha. The Sharat Ziyun goes further, and he says, look, what do you have to lose by making a mezonos on rice? After all, b'di'evit, if you make a mezonos on anything that's filling, that fills you up, that sustains you, that's Zion, you can be Yotze, right? Look at Sivkot and Lamed Aleph in the Sharat Ziyun. Look at the Sharat Ziyun, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. The Sharat Ziyun says, "V'hinei l'fima shehevesi l'kamon b'simin zeh di'alakol chutz mimayim u'melach and birah bar min mezonos yotza." According to what I'm going to mention later on, we learned this on Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis, that if you make a bar min mezonos on everything except for mayim u'melach, it can be yotza. But v'adei yesh l'ismachu l'var bar min mezonos al rice. What do you have to lose? Rice might be orez. And even if it's not, since it is Zion, or since it's not Mayim and Melach, I should say, it can get a bar minim mezonos b'di'evet. Ubefrat lef yamavur bevir alocha b'shem kama poskim shesovim the cold davar she'onu roin the Zion mevarich bar minim mezonos bevadei reiz b'chlal zeh. There's further, the bevir alocha says that anything that you see that really does sustain you, even lechatchila you can make a bar minim mezonos. Right? At first, the Sharatzin is saying, look, b'di'evit, if you make a bar min mezonos, it's good, because it's not water and salt. So anything that's not water and salt is Zion. Is it Zion Tuva? I don't know. Is bar min mezonos l'chatchil appropriate for it? Maybe not. But b'di'evit, it works anyway. So since there are some poskim who say that Oriz really is rice, and b'di'evit, if you make a bar min mezonos, you'll be yotzi anyway. So what? So vasa shlech, what do you have to lose? Just make a bar min mezonos. But then he adds, he says, the Bir Alocha quotes some poskim who claim that if we see something that is Zion Tuva, you should make a mezonos on it, l'chatchila. Who does that sound like? Which he did? Rabbeinu Yonah's gong, right? That you can make a mezonos not only on Orez, not only on Docha, but even on Panitsu, your favorite food in the sun, right? Yeah, Panitsu. Right, he quotes a different min. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Gaon that it's not a halachah l'mosh we've seen that only orez and dochen. Anything that's zayin tuva lechatchila you can make a bar min mezonos. It says the Mishnah Berurah says you have a lot to be someich on to make a mezonos on rice. First of all, orez might be rice. Secondly, b'di'evet, if you make a mezonos on anything aside from mayim and melach, you could be yotzei. And thirdly, Rabbeinu Yonah's Gaon will claim that since rice, it's no worse than Panitsu, it's no worse than an element which is Zayin Tuva, l'chatchila, even if Oriz is not rice, you can still make a mezonos on it. It's the same as Panitsu. It's the same as any other min which is Zayin Tuva, so therefore you can make a mezonos on it. So even though this seems to be a suffix, this is really stage one. This is the point of departure always when you talk about rice. First issue to talk about in rice, what bracha to make is it Oriz or is it not Oriz? Will the real Oriz stand up? Right? Rashi seems to claim that Oriz is not rice. The Yesh Mefarshim says that Oriz is right. We don't know how to paskin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, it's not such a big issue. Because even if it's not rice, I'll give you other reasons why you can still make a mezonos on it. First of all, b'di'evet, you might be able to make a mezonos on anything aside from Mayim and Melach. And secondly, Rabbeinu Yonah's Gaon, right, the Gaon Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, assumes that anything that's Zayin Tuva, you can make a Mezonos on. Even if it's not Orez, even if it's not Dochen. Even Penitzu, you can make a Mezonos on. So rice is no worse than Penitzu, it's no worse than other elements that are Zayin Tuva. So you can make a Mezonos on rice and there's no problem. That's how the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Yes, Jeff? What about what? Alamichyo Bar Nefashis. That's a good shiloh. Right. So, according to the second tam of the Mishnah Berurah, the tam that b'di'evid you can make a bar mitzvah mezonos on anything besides mayim and melach, it's not going to help you for Baruch Achrona. But putting the first and the third time together, I think you can make an alamichyo and you don't have to worry.
Rice?
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I talking about? The Gemara concludes that you make a bar nefashos on rice anyway. Thank you. Right? The Gemara says that the Rabbanan Paskin, you make a bar nefashos on rice. No shaila, you make a bar nefashos on rice.
Yeah, but what about
the other? No, you only make an ala michya on chameshes minei dagon. So when you so think when you're thinking of the time, you lose your brain sometimes. Ala michya is appropriate only for the chameshes minei dagon. So once you say, oh, is it not one of the chameshes minei dagon? Of course, you're not going to make an ala michya on it. You'll make a bar nefashos. No, there's no shaila for the bracha achrona. The shaila is only the bracha rishona, right, Moshe? Right? Shaila is the bracha rishona. So for the bracha rishona, there's what to be somech on to make a bar minim zonos, but you'll make a bar nefashos for the bracha rishona. Thank you, Alec. Okay. There's a problem still, though. This first issue was how to define the min. What is orez? Is rice included with an orez? Can you make a bar minim zonos for a different reason? But there's another issue to contend with, and that is we know that koses esa orez makes a hadama, not a mezonos. You don't always make a mezonos. Even on chameshes minei dagon, koses esa chita makes a hadama. So just because you'll tell me that rice can get a mezonos, that doesn't mean that automatically whenever you eat rice, you make a mezonos. It's got to be what we call a maisa kedera, at least a maisa kedera, pas orez, or maisa kedera of orez, that you do something to process the orez. So what are the ABCs of Maisa Kedera, as we talked about before? We spent a lot of time on this, right? How do you define a Maisa Kedera of wheat? Oatmeal, or some kind of cereal, or whatever, right? What's the ABCs? First of all, the dagon has to be split. If it's not split, it's not called a Maisa Kedera. That's called Koses Es Achita. That'll only get a Hadama.
That's not according to...
I think it's not. The dagon has to be split. Yes, the Rambam does hold that Husar Klipa, so if you take off the outer shell, that's enough to be called a Maisa Kedera to get a Mezonos. But not everyone agrees with that. Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, says Husar Klipa is not enough. According to some Shitos, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you need Nidbeku Achitim. Nichtashu v'Nidbeku Achitim. They have to congeal or adhere or stick to each other, right? Now, does your rice, do the kernels of rice stick to each other when you cook them?
White rice.
Does white rice, well, Uncle Ben's doesn't, right? They used to be a brand that they would boast that it doesn't stick. Basically, you have the rice itself, the kernels of rice that you've cooked up. It is Husar Klipasan. It's white rice. It's not brown rice. It's Husar Klipasan. But nothing is sticking to each other, right? So do you make a mezonos on that? I don't know. It's Husar Klipasa, but there's no nidbaku over there. The kernels are not sticking to each other. So Rabbeinu Yonah perhaps might assume that you don't make a mezonos on that. I don't know. Orez only if it's nidbaku, presumably. Orez is not better than chita, presumably. Well, that's not so clear. Rabbeinu Yonah, we know, says that orez is actually better than chita, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can make a mezonos even on orez when it's shalem, remember? Because it's dark over kach to eat it shalem. It's dark of a kach to eat it shalem. So maybe, even if I have my rice that is shalem, the kernels are whole, even though for maisa kedera, that might not be enough according to some shitos. According to some shitos, it's not enough to take off the klipa, but rather the kernels have to stick, they have to adhere together, right? And maybe the rice, in the case of cooked rice, the kernels are not adhering together. Rabbeinu Yonah says, shalem is okay by rice. Even if the grain is shalem, as long as it's husar klipa, so as long as it's nichtashu, does he say even that it needs nichtashu? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Yes. Rabbeinu Yonah says, shal ha'orez mevarach labar min mezonos, v'afilu kshu shalem. Aval al adochen in a bavarchal of shu shalem chodosh she'ein darko ella al yedei ksisha otchina. Right. So it sounds like orez even without ksisha, right? Even without ksisha, even without taking off the klipa. Rabbi Yonah says. So according to such an idea, it would sound like avada you should make a mezonos on orez even if it's not split or even if the klipa is not taken off. It's not so clear. The Bir Alach and Dibra Maskal Ad, there on source 2, points out that the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rush that you would not make a mezonos on Orez if it's Shalem. Not only that, but you would not make a mezonos on Orez, according to the Rush, unless it's Nismachu, unless it's Osui Ka'ein Daisa. Look at the Rush inside. The Rush. The Rush on page 48 in the old Gemaras.
Which Os?
Os Ches, Simen Ches. The Rush says, second, please. Oh, Rush says in the first column, Hilkach al orez imafova va'asam imeno pas o shebishlo va'aso ke'ein daisa v'varchen lav tchila barim mina mezonos. So the Rush seems to say that it has to be aso ke'ein daisa. What does that mean, aso ke'ein daisa? So that's why I asked you to see the Beis Yosef in source 1. Page 1, the Beis Yosef in Divra Maschel Mikol Mokom says that you're not going to make a mezonos on Orez unless it's Aso Kain Da, unless it's Nismaich. Mikol Mokom Nira Dahinu Davka Kshenismaich. Orez Yofa. Dahavi Kamo Daisa. If the Orez is Nismaech, Kemo Daisa, then you'll make a mezonos. You see, when the Rush was saying Kemo Daisa, he means that it has to be Nismaech. It has to be squashed a little bit. It can't look like the grain is just cooked. It has to be squashed a little bit, says the Beis Yosef. Halav hachi ava b'shesholko ein ha-mavarech, levoi pri adama. The bechlal kosesu. Koses as Orez includes if it's cooked, if it's not Nismaech. Says the Beis Yosef. The Rush says Orez gets a mezonos only if aso kein daisa, only if it's nismaich, only if it's squashed a little bit. It's like it's melted a little bit. Right? We know that look, right? When the grain is melted a little bit. But if it really is be'en, if it really looks the same, so then it shouldn't get a mezonos. Aye, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Beis Yosef, "Avol b'shakas of Rav Rabbeinu Yonah, sheyesh hefesh bein ha'orez v'adochen." Rabbeinu Yonah did say that orez and dochen are different. She'al orez b'marach bar min mezonos afilu k'shu shalem. Rabbeinu Yonah says that on orez you make a mezonos even if it's shalem. So you might say, "Oh, it's machlokes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rush." So maybe we can be samech on Rabbeinu Yonah. Yesh Lomer says the Beis Yosef, "The high shalem lav lemeimar d'lo be'inan sheyismaich, el lomar d'lo be'inan sheyia kadosh." Rabbeinu Yonah shalem means what? You don't need kaddish. You don't need husar klipasa. But maybe you need nismaich. Remember, we talked about Tosfos. We quoted this Tosfos on Lamed Zayin, remember? That the Rambam says the Maisa Kedera requires at least husar klipasa. And Tosfos says nismachu. What does that mean? Does nismachu mean in addition to husar klipasa? Or even if you don't have husar klipasa, but if you have nismaich, it's enough. Nismaich over here, the Beis Yosef is saying, Rabbi Yonah might hold shalem is good enough, but it's got to be nismaich, even though it's shalem. Apparently, you can have a garin that is shalem, but it's still nismaich. It's still disintegrated a little bit. It's not, the klipa is still there, but it's like melting a little bit. Right? We know that feel, that look, that it's melting a little bit. The grain is melting a little bit. The Beis Yonah says, even though Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can make a mezonos on orez that's shalem, Rabbeinu Yonah didn't mean that the orez is shalem and unchanged, it's just cooked. It's got to be nismaich.
Why does he say
nismaich
then?
Why does who say
nismaich? He says
double. It's kind of
interesting.
Double to say.
Right? Right. But what does shalim? What does shalim mean? Shalim. If you know, well, just one second. He says shalim, and then he says, "What's the difference?" Orez, even if it's shalim, you can make a mezonos on it. But dochan, even if it's shalim, I'm sorry, dochan, if it's shalim, you can have a, you cannot make a mezonos. Why did it pick on orez? Why did the Gemara say kosei says ha orez? To tell you that it's different than dochan, because dochan, it's only normal through ksisha. Rabbi Yonah says. So it sounds like orez. The difference is that orez, even without ksisha, what does shalim mean? Shalim means without ksisha. But does that mean it doesn't have to look like a ma'isek there at all? That's the Beis Yosef Steyuk. Without ksisha. Orez is different than dochan, that you don't need ksisha, but the Beis Yosef says, maybe you do need nismaich. I know it's a stretch, you're right. You're right, it definitely is a stretch, there's no doubt. The Rush definitely says that you would need nismaich. But the Rush perhaps would say that you need ksisha too. Right? That the klipa has to be removed, perhaps. This issue, whether Rabbeinu Yonah holds nismaich or not, what the halacha is if it's not nismaich, so that's what the Rama was picking up on. Now we can go back to the Shulchan Aruch and read it straight. Shulchan Aruch says, "Akoses es ha'orez," back to page 2, "Akoses ha'orez b'varech ha'lavar pi adama v'ach rabbi nefashas, v'im bishlo ad shen nismaich," then you'll make a mezonos on it. Why does he say ad shen nismaich? So the Bir Halacha says, that's a suffix of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef didn't know. Because the Rush says ke'ein daisa, which sounds like you need nismaich. And even though Rabbeinu Yonah says that you'll make a mizonos on the orez, even while it's shalem, Rabbeinu Yonah himself might hold that you need nismaich. It's just that he holds that that you don't need husar klipa. So that's why the Beis Yosef says it's a suffix. I don't know. So the Machaber puts in that you really shouldn't make a mizonos unless it's nismaich. Very difficult. The Bir Halacha after those brackets says, that if it's nismaich, then you can make a mezonos. You make a hadama. Make a hadama if it's shalim. Why? Even if you'll say Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you make a mezonos on the orez that's shalim, but the Rush clearly claims that you need nismaich. And the Beis Yosef is not even sure whether Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you need a smile. So the Bir Halacha is not so sure what to do. But then he says the following. The Bir Halacha says the following. If Husar Klipaso, he says he doesn't think there's much of a Shaila, then the issue of Nismaich is not as important anymore. Why? Because the Prima Gadim claims that on Orez you'll make a Mizonos if Husar Klipaso. Let's see this inside. The fourth to last line there. Achem yidivrei haprima gadim ashra shekol zeh b'shleimim lagamri. Avlem husa klipasan kemo orez shalonu. Our orez are white rice. The klipa is removed. Yesh letzadei de'ein zeh b'chlal shleimim. We can assume that that's not called shleimim. Even if lo nismachu, he says it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Why shouldn't it be a problem? So husa klipasan. But husa klipasan, according to many shittos, generally is shalim. Right? The Rambam holds that Husa Klipaso is treated like it's Nechtach. Remember? The Rambam by Chita. Right? We keep on referring to those Shiurim that we had before. I hope you're staying with me. The Rambam holds that Husa Klipaso, it's already called Maisa Keder. It's already called a split grain. But not everyone agreed with the Rambam. Many other Shitas disagreed with the Rambam. So why suddenly, when it comes to Orez, are we willing to say that Husa Klipaso is enough? So says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the Belavach Yafilu Bechitim Das Rambam. Since the Rambam holds that even by chitim husa klipaso is enough, and the aftami divrei Rabbeinu Yonah mashma the husa v'esham the dafka kishen nidbeku al yedei bishul, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you need nichtashu v'nidbeku. Nichtashu is not enough. So you might say that by orez you should also need nichtashu v'nidbeku. Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitaso. Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who was machmir to say that you need nichtashu v'nidbeku by chita. It's not enough to have nichtashu, that the klipa is removed. You need nidbeku too. But that Rabbeinu Yonah by Orez says that even if it's shalem, you could still make a mezonos. So putting two and two together, if I have Orez, okay, if I have Orez that the klipa is removed, l'kulayam I should be able to make a mezonos on it. Why? Because according to the Rambam, even by chita that is nichtashu, that the klipa is removed, I can make a mezonos. And even though Rabbeinu Yonah holds by chita, you need nichtashu v'nidbeku, the pieces have to be stuck to each other. Rabbeinu Yonah himself holds that by Orez you don't need Nidbaku. You don't even need Nichdashu. If it's whole, it's okay. Right? So if you have Nichdashu, it certainly should be good enough, even if it's not Nismachu. So this is what the Bir Halacha concludes. Okay? That this is the second shaila. First shaila is how to define Orez. Is our rice what the Gemara calls Orez or not? That's issue number one. But issue number two is, what do I have to do to the rice to make it into a Maisa Kedera? Again, the Gemara says that you make a Hadama on rice, on Orez, if it's not processed, if it's not a Maisa Kedera. So how does the Orez have to be processed to get a Mazonos? The Beis Yosef said that even if it's Sholem, you might still make a Mazonos on it, but it has to be Nisma, it has to be melted in some way or form. Not all of our rice is always melted. Right? Sometimes you'll cook white rice, and every kernel is bifnei atzmo, it's separate, it doesn't look like it's melted in any way or form. It's like, you know, it's not as hard as the other, you know, as a raw kernel of rice. That's only because it has a little bit of water in it, but it's not really nismach. Nismach means, like, you know, when you have those, you know, when the rice really softens a lot. So the question is, should I make a mezonos on this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if husar klipaso, you definitely can make a mezonos. Manavshach. Because according to the Rambam, if husar klipaso, even by chita, you can make a mezonos. And even Rabbeinu Yonah, who assumes that husar klipaso is enough, that you need nichtashu v'nidbeku, but by Orez, Rabbeinu Yonah is willing to say that shalim is enough. Right? So if husar klipaso, right, shalim is enough even if it's not nichtashu. So if husar klipaso, if it's nichtashu, Rabbeinu Yonah would certainly agree l'gabei Orez that you can make a mezonos. So halacha l'maisa, poskim say that by white rice there's no shaila. Okay? Because there would be two sfeikos, right? The case of white rice, if all white rice is it's husar klipaso, the shell has been removed, so basically you only have one suffix to contend with. What is Orez? Right? Is it rice or is it not rice? So for that, the Mishnah Berurah says you can assume that Orez is actually rice. Right? Because first of all, most poskim assume that Orez is rice, and secondly, even if it's not rice, b'dieved you can be yotzei with the mezonos, and according to some poskim, if it's Zayin Tuva, even if it's not Orez or Dochen at all, you can make a mezonos. So that suffix will not prevent me from making mezonos on it. The only other suffix is that, well, this rice, right? If rice is not husar klipaso, so maybe it's not maisa kedera. But white rice is husar klipaso. The white rice is husar klipaso. So then the kuli alma you can make a mezonos, because the Rambam holds that always when the klipa is removed, you can make a mezonos. Rabbeinu Yonah, who assumes that removing the klipa by chita is not enough, but he contends that by orez, even if you eat a chalim, you can make a mezonos. So he would say that you definitely can make a mezonos on white rice.
So
yes.
It doesn't need to be nismach.
No, as long as it's husar klipaso, it will be fine.
Well, why did the Rambam say nismach?
Because that's before tachana, right? If you're just koses dechito, or if you're bishlo, right? He's talking about bishlo without kacho. Mishnah Berurah is assuming if kacho, then there would be no question that it would not have to be nismach. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is assuming. The question is, what bracha to make on brown rice? Why? Because on brown rice, there are two sfeikos. One is whether Orez is actually rice. That's our first suffix. And the second problem is that it's not husar klipaso. So we have this issue, this suffix of the Beis Yosef, whether you need nismaich, does the rice have to be melted in order to make a mezonos on it? So we have two sfeikos. We don't know what to do. So for a long time, some poskim used to say that you should make a hadam on brown rice. Unless it's really, really softens, unless it really, you know, disintegrates and it's nidbak zelazeh. Just one second, I'm not finished. So some poskim wanted to say, well, on brown rice you should make a hadama, because there are two sfeikas. Suffolk whether Orez is rice, and a suffolk whether you make a mezonos on rice if it's not nismaich. Even Rabbeinu Yonah might say that if it's not nismaich, you don't make a mezonos on it.
Brown rice is not nismaich.
If it's not nismach, I told you white rice might not be nismach either. If it's not melted, if the rice is just cooked, but you can see the kernels very well, and it doesn't look like the kernels have somehow melted, you know, like a rice that's really cooked. It's like a chewy, it's like softened.
Rice in sushi?
Rice in sushi.
Yeah, it's like
more solidified.
Together.
Whatever, you don't have to eat sushi to see rice like that. Sometimes there are some rice. Some types of rice that really pride themselves, I've seen them, There are some types of rice that when you cook them, it doesn't really disintegrate. The kernels do not disintegrate. They're really whole. They're just like they were before. They just have to be cooked.
Persian rice.
Persian rice. Okay, Persian rice. I don't know. It doesn't melt at all.
Chinese rice is like clumps, so like Persian rice is also.
Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe these other companies are getting rice from a different location. It's a different brand of rice, different type of rice. So maybe that's why it doesn't melt. So if it doesn't melt, you got a real problem with brown rice because it's not even nichtashu. So you don't have a loom. You don't have the prima godim to rely on. The prima godim wanted to say that if rice is nichtashu, then there's no problem because even Rabbeinu Yonah, who assumes that by wheat nichtashu is not enough, but you need nichtashu v'nidbeku. Rabbeinu Yonah himself said that by rice you can make a mezonos even if it's sholem. But what kind of a solution do you have for that, right? If a brown rice is not nichtashu. Brown rice, the klipa is not taken off. So the klipa is not taken off. How can you make a mezonos? So I think there are two reasons why we can make a mezonos on brown rice. First of all, I saw some of the poskim write, some of this brachos books write. That our brown rice is different than brown rice. Our brown rice, basically, the klipa is taken off, so why is it brown? Now, there are different parts to a klipa. Our brown rice is, the klipa is taken off, but not everything has been rubbed off completely, but most of the klipa has been taken off. That's what they say. I'm not an expert, but they say that our brown rice is milled. The klipa, the outer shell, is taken off a little bit. It's just that it's a little brown because a little bit has remained. So that's Husar Klipasa, right? That's clear that the klipa is taken off. So if the klipa is taken off, why shouldn't you make a mezonos on brown rice? Basically, what I'm saying is brown rice and white rice, halacha lemaisa, might be exactly the same. Rabbi Yashiv supposedly said that, among other poskim, that our brown rice is really not rice with the klipa. It's Husar Klipasa. It's just that it hasn't been completely rubbed off. What's his lashon? They don't rub it as finely as they rub the white rice. They're not meshafshef, he says.
Who says that?
Right? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer of the same bracha, Rabbi Badner's book. Rabbi Yashiv said that our brown rice is just not rubbed as well as the white rice, so a little bit of the klipa remains, but basically the klipa has been removed. So there's no reason to believe that our brown rice should really be different than the white rice. But I think you should make a mezonos on it anyway. You know why I think you should make a mezonos on it? Remember, what did we say? We were talking about sugar crisp for a long time. Puffed wheat. And we said, Ramesha says that you make a hadam on it, but many other posts can want to say that you make a mezonos. So we said, Rabbeinu Yonah, who claims that we always follow darka bakach, would say, you make a mezonos on it, because is it darka bakach to eat this item? It's cooked, it's prepared. It's not a raw, it's not eating it in its raw state. It's cooked. And it's darka bakach to eat it in that fashion, cooked. So we said, whenever it's darka bakach, as long as it's prepared, even if the klipa has not been split, it hasn't been changed in any way, you still make a mezonos, right? And I told you, halacha l'maisa, you can make a mezonos on the sugar crisp. Moshe wasn't sure about this, right? But I thought, halacha l'maisa, you could make a mezonos on the sugar crisp. If you hold like that for the sugar crisp, I think it's a davar pasha that by white rice or brown rice, what's the normal way to prepare rice?
Yeah,
you cook it, and even if the thing is whole, it shouldn't matter. Why?
Rabbi Yonah only says that it's normal to do that if it's shalim. He says it's shalim, and if normal to do that. So shalim, if you want to translate shalim for Rabbi Yonah as the imbayah, you have to translate it both. You can't just pick and choose. Well, translate shalim here as not the imbayah.
Well, I don't understand. Rabbi Yonah.
Then it's different. It has to be the imbayah. Then it'd be dark of God. You can't pick and choose. Just what we go by.
Rabbi Yonah clearly assumed that in his time it wasn't normal to eat chita shalim. Right. So if we're going to extrapolate and say, based on Rabbi Yonah's principle, sugar crisp is normal, right? Nowadays that we eat sugar crisp, it's normal to eat chita, even if it's shalem. So obviously you see Rabbi Yonah's definition of what is dark of bakach and our definition of dark of bakach are not the same. So I don't know what dark of bakach by Orez was in his time. But what does it matter? The question is, what is dark of bakach in our time?
But I'm saying, even if it has to be nitimayah.
Why? Why? It has to be darko bakach. That's
because it's shalim, according to Rabbi Yonah.
You see, the Bir Alocha and the Beis Yosef and all these poskim seem to be, taking the words Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh Rai very, very literally. Right? Whatever they say, that's it. But once you use Rabbi Yonah, you extrapolate and you say, Rabbi Yonah is telling us a principle. Whenever it's darko bakach, it makes sense to make a mezonos. So then Bizman Azeh, since everyone makes rice this way, unless you'll say no, how do you know how people make rice? Maybe many people make rice. Most people make rice, they cook it up, and it sticks together. In fact, when I first heard of rice that didn't stick together, I said, really? Rice doesn't stick together? But no, most rice does stick together. So maybe the smoich is really part of the preparation of rice. I'm not sure. Okay, leaving this last point aside, Moshe, I still think Rabbi Yosef would say that you make a bar mitzvos, because brown rice is really husar klipaso. It's just that the klipa is remaining a little bit. There's a little bit of dirtiness, so to speak, to the gari. But the klipa, by and large, is taken off of the kernel. So, stama, you can make a mizonos on brown rice as well. I think most people do make a mizonos on brown rice. Maybe that's because they think rice just gets a mizonos. They don't realize there might be a difference between brown rice as opposed to white rice. But I think there's what to be somechan to make a mizonos on brown rice. Because we assume it's husar klipaso. And if it's husar klipaso, so then this whole shaila, whether you need nismaich or not, is not going to play a role anymore. Alec.
Didn't we have the Aruch HaShulchan who said that you need a significant amount of...
You're getting confused. Aruch HaShulchan says if you have to split the kernel, so according to Reb Chaim Tzanza, you don't have to split the kernel, or even if you go with that shita that normally you'd have to split the kernel, Reb Chaim Tzanza says as long as you take off the klipa and the little bit of the garin, that's called splitting the kernel, because you've removed some of the garin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that no, you have to remove a lot of the garin. But I'm going with the shita that you don't have to remove any of the kernel. That all you have to do is take off the outer shell. Rav Yashiv is saying that if all you have to do is take off the outer shell, what do you have to take off? You take off most of the outer shell. That's called taking off the outer shell. Just because a little tiny piece remains, that's not called not taking off the outer shell.
Then who is it who said that even if a little bit of the kernel comes off when you take off the bran, then who says that that's... called,
the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham was saying that. Who says that's called what? Who says that's called that the garin was split?
Who says that's called
right? Because chilk. Look, you can't call something chilkon unless you take off a significant part of it. Call it husar haklipa unless you take off a significant part of the klipa. But we are taking off a significant part of the klipa. So what's the problem?
Couldn't you have a havamina that you need to take off the whole klipa for it to be husar klipa?
No. If you don't have to...
You
could have a havamina, but I think Rabbi Yosef apparently feels that that havamina is wrong. That as long as you take off ruba de ruba of the klipa, you've removed the majority, a significant majority of the klipa. That's called husar klipasa. So even though a little bit remains, you haven't rubbed it off completely, that's not a big deal. That's not such a big deal. I mean, look, if you look at the brown rice, right, it is brown, but you see a whiteness in it too. It just happens to be brown also. So you see clearly that something has been removed. So it should make sense that that is the din of husar klipaso, and then you should be able to make a mizonos. Okay. So based on this, once we assume that white rice and brown rice really get the same bracha, so almost every tavshil that's made out of rice is going to get a mizonos. Rice krispies should get a mizonos. Rice cakes should be the same as the old shaila, that you're not cooking them, but rather you're just putting a burst of heat. Yerushalmi Zalman might say it should get a hadama, but according to us, it should get a mizonos because it's daka b'kach to prepare it that way. It's rice cakes is a $1 million business, so since it's daka b'kach and it's husar klipaso, so therefore it should get a. Some people say that too, though others claim it's not really nidbak because what is being madbik? It's just the pressure keeps it there. Pressure and heat. It's not real.
For rice cakes.
What is keeping it together? What keeps those?
After it's
so what happens? It's like if you take, think about it. If you take old soda cans and you put them in like a crusher, right? So all the soda cans are going to stick together. So they're sticking together? No, you pressure pack them together. So rice cakes really is pressure packed kernels of rice. Is that called davuk? So some want to say, yeah, why not? It's davuk. It's davuk like dechom. What's the problem? Others say it's not davuk, but I think according to us, it's not a problem anyway, since it's darko bakach to prepare it in this fashion, and you are introducing some kind of heat. You should be able to make a mizonos on the rice cakes anyway. So if you assume, in other words, if you assume that on sugar crisp you make a mizonos, so then on rice cakes you make a mizonos. If you're going to make a hadama, Moshe, if you make a hadama on the sugar crisp, I don't know. By the rice cakes, you might have to make a hadama too. Okay, because those two shilas should be dependent on each other. Okay, finally, for this segment, what is the halacha on items made out of corn or kidneys or other kinds of grains? So we know the Shulchan Aruch, passing from the Gemara, says pas kitnios gets a shahakol. If your kosei says ha kitnios, then you make a hadama. Right? You eat the grains. If you eat corn, you make a hadama on it. You're not going to make shahakol on corn. Grows from the ground, you make a hadama. But if you make pas out of it, the Shulchan Aruch in Sifcheh says al pas dochan uplizo o shel sha'ar mine kitnios mevar a shahakol. The Shulchan Aruch is not willing to paskin like that Gon, who assumes that Orez and Dochan and Plizo are all the same. He says, no, on Orez you make a Mizonos for Pas Orez, but for Pas Dochan and Pas Plizo and Sharmin and Kitnios, you make a Shahakal and a Burn of Foshas. Why is Kitnios different than Orez and Dochan? Or I should say than Orez. Why is Kitnios different than Orez? Rabbi Yonah.
It's not Zion.
It's not Zion, correct. It's not Zion. It's not Zion as much as the Orez is Zion. Okay, so it's not Zion. So why on Pas Kitnios should I make a Shahakal? On Pas Orez, right? On Pas Orez, I make a Mizonos. On Orez plane, I make a Hadama. On Pas Orez, I make a Mizonos. So you see that the Bishul makes it better. So why should the Kitnios lose its bracha? Kitnios, you make a Hadama plain. Kosei says a Kitnios. Kosei says a Orez. Kosei says a Dochan, you make a Hadama. Kosei says a Kitnios, you make a Hadama. Suddenly, when you cook up the Kitnios, you make a Shahako? Why? When you cook up Orez, you make a Mizonos, it gets better. So why, by cooking up the Kitnios, does it get a Shahako? So that's why I asked you to see Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah gives two reasons why Pas Kitnios is worse than Pas Orez. Im Tomer, he says, "V'lama lo yivare." This is in page Chavavam and Aleph Bedapi. Arif and Dibra Maschel veHapas. Dibra Maschel veHapas. VeHapas shaosim mikitnios Chavavam and Aleph Bedapi. Arif in the Rabbeinu Yonah. VeHapas shaosim mikitnios kriyon pas shal pulin v'chiyotzibo. Nirashem avarchem al vela shahakol. She'ein derech lasos pas kol kach mehakitnios kemo mehaorez vehadochan v'lo daninan lehu mezonos. Fascinating. It's not darko bekach to make pas out of it, like it is darko bekach to make out of orez and dochan. So we don't give it a mezonos. Interesting. He doesn't say it's not zayin. Right? Well, that's because Lishitaso, he assumes that anything that is Zion should get a Mizonos. So he's got to come on to the fact that even though it is Zion, it's not as normal to make pas out of kitnios. You don't make cornbread. I don't know, has anyone tasted cornbread?
Yeah, but it's
real. Right, that's not real cornbread. Cornbread, pure cornbread?
Yeah.
Where, in Chile? In America. Where?
Morocco.
In Morocco. In Persia? Do they have cornbread in Persia?
I was in
Kiva,
they had potato bread, and the first ingredient was wheat.
So, Rabbi Yonah saying pure cornbread, apparently that is not as normal as Pas Orez and Dochan. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yonah, it's a very beautiful lashon. We said before that on Pas Kitnios, you're not going to make a Mizonos because it's not as Zion. That's what someone in the Shia wanted to say. Now, we mentioned Rabbi Yonah quotes the Gaon, who says that anything that is Zion, you should make a Mizonos. And he was willing to say that on Dochan and Pnitzu as well, not only Orez, but on Dochan and Pnitzu, you should also make a Mizonos. So is Kitnios worse than that? I don't know, in Europe, they used to satisfy themselves with potatoes. They ate potatoes all day. And I shouldn't say that. They did not eat potatoes. They starved. But those who had food ate potatoes, and they didn't even eat it all day. So Rabbi Yonah says, you're right, it is Zion. But it's not as normal to make bread out of it. So that's why it doesn't get a Mizonos. Just 1 second. It doesn't get a Mizonos, so let it get a Hadama. Let it keep its bracha. Vim tomar, v'lama lo yivarech ala pashal kitnios bari pri Hadama, k'mosh yivarech ala kitnios, so make a Hadama. V'im tomar, mibnei sh'nishtana l'mal yusa ishtana, d'mei kara kitnios v'hocha pas. I'm sorry. Vim Toma Mibneshin Nishtana. You gotta read that more carefully. Vim Toma, the reason why you don't make a Hadama is because it's Nishtana Kama Lemalyusa Ishtana. It's changed for the better. Tmei kara kitnios v'hocha pas. You see the lashon? Why don't you make a bari priadam on pas shel kitnios? So you might tell me, oh, it's nishtana. It's the malyusa nishtana. It's better than eating it raw. It might not be as normal as oriz and dochen, as pas oriz and dochen, so you're not going to make a mizonos. But make a hadama on it. Let it keep its bracha. The Omer Mori Harav Niru, Rabbi Yonah said, the Talmidim quote Rabbi Yonah, D'hocha mibnei ma'aloso yorad. The kevin shenishtana v'yotza mitoras pri, einonu yucholin lomar la bar pi adama. U'birchas ha'pas, einonu yucholin lomar gam kena le b'chamesh zaminim, al kenonu mevarchim alav ha'bracha shekol elas hakol. It lost the maila. The pri gets a hadama, you make a bar pi adama on a pri, but once you've changed it from the form of its pre, it's nishtana. And once it's nishtana, it can't get a hadama anymore. The only way it can go up in a bracha is if it's nishtana lemalyusa, if it's somehow changed for the better. So if it would be normal to make pas out of it, then it would get a mazama. So we get a hadama when you eat it raw. Then if you make pas out of it, you make cornbread out of it, and so then it would get a mazama. But since it's not normal to make pas out of it, it's nishtana legreisa, so to speak. It's changed for the worse. And since it's nishtana legreisa, it gets a shahakol.
No. It's not nishtana.
It's not nishtana legreisa. It's not nishtana
legreisa. Has to be changed for the better normally.
Right. It's not legreisa. You're right. Rabbi Yonah doesn't say legreisa. He says it's nishtana, so it's not in its original form. And since it's not darko bakach, right? It's nishtana, and since it's not darko bakach to make pas out of it, it can't get a mezonos. It can't get its original bracha because it's nishtana, it's pre-shinishtana. But it can't get a mezonos because it's not darko bakach to make pas out of it. So therefore, it gets a shakol. Interesting.
No,
if it would have wheat in it, then you'd have to wash because then it's like regular bread. Right? Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim bracha love. Mizonos, if it's bishul, you know, if it's a maisa kedera, and you make a hamotzi if it's pas.
Rice bread, I guess, same thing.
But what is there is such a thing, rice bread? I guess it's the same thing. You have to check with the ingredients. I always say, you know, the rye bread that we have, the rye bread we have is not rye. It's a tiny amount of rye. What is it? Some people say the rye bread is only the seed. I don't think it's only the rye seeds. There is a seedless rye. So even if your tummy has a little bit of rye in it, there's no doubt that most of it is wheat. So of course
you
make a hamotzi on it.
Wheat and rye, either way, it's going
to
be.
Right, I understand. Right, but I'm saying like just as an example of you call something rye bread, you call it cornbread. So is cornbread corn? I'm not convinced. Maybe most of it is wheat. I know a corn muffin is mostly wheat. You make a mizonos on a corn muffin. It's not made out of corn. It's a little bit of corn, but it's wheat. Even if it's not mostly wheat, you'd make a mizonos. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh yosaminim, right? Yeah.
It still seems very weird that so we're saying that, all right, so if you want to change the rough from hadama to mizono, we have to be shana le'alusa the normal way. But now that we're changing it for the better, even though the not normal way, because you changed it for the better, right, the not normal way, it loses its bracha.
Because it's nishtana. Once the pre is nishtana, it can't get its original bracha.
Right.
But it has to be improved in order to get a better bracha.
No, but it is improved. We know it's improved. Okay. But it's not improved. It has to be nishtana the normal
Bidarko.
Way. Bidarko. If it's nishtana, it can't get the same bracha. So it's nishtana the normal way, it gets a lower bracha.
No, but he says, since it's nishtana v'yotza mitoras pri, you can't say you can't say the bracha of pas unless it's darko bakach. So that's why he says, mipnei ma'aloso yorad. It has gone down from its mila.
But he says
it went down from its mila, no?
He
says it went down from its mila. Mipnei ma'aloso yorad. The kevin shenishtana v'yatsa mitar is pri.
It says shenishtana v'yatsa.
Where is it?
The third line. No, I think that just...
Oh, that's part of the kasha.
Because it's nishtana, it can't get its normal bracha, right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it's nishtana, it can't get its normal bracha. Now, if it's nishtana for the better, and it's the normal way, it'll get the...
Mizonos or hamotzi.
If it's nishtana for a better way, but it's not the normal way, it still can't get the better bracha, and it can't get the same bracha, so it has to go down. It seems weird.
It doesn't seem so weird, because basically he's saying it can't get its original bracha once it's nishtana. Once it's changed, it's not going to get a hadama. That's it. Once you change it from its form, it's not going to get a hadama. So the question is, what do I do now? I'm teetering on the tightrope. What am I supposed to do? If it's dark, I'll b'kach make pass out of it, so then I can make a mezonos, hamotzi, whatever, whatever the case is. If it's chamesh min yadagan, I can make a hamotzi. If it's not chamesh min yadagan, or if it's ma'isa kedera, I'll make a mezonos. That's if it's dark, but if it's not dark, b'kach, so what am I supposed to do? It's nishtana. It's not in its original form. I can't make hadama, but nevertheless, I can't make a mezonos in it. So that's why it gets a shakal. That's the first pshat Rabbi Yonah has. What's the second pshat he has? It says Pashut. The Efshar Lomar, the last one online is Lomar, the Efshar Lomar, Shemipnesha, Derech Achilos of Hana'asa, Kalashana, He Kishahu Pri, the Achshav Yotzim Itaras Pri, the Ain Derech Hana'asa Bekach, Lefikach Gora Mehabrocha Shalom. Wow. Sounds like he's saying that it's Ain Derech Achilos of Bekach. Strange idea. Right? Ain Derech Achilos of Bekach. To make pas out of kidneys, that's what he's saying. Right? If you cook the grains, if you cook the kidneys, you cook corn, that's not a derech achilas b'kach, but to make corn bread, I don't know, to make corn bread, Rabbi Yonah says, that's a derech achilas b'kach. It's not this halacha, as Moshe says, it's nishtana from its original form. Hadama you certainly can't make. But since it's not normal to make pas in this way, that's not the way people normally eat it. So therefore, there's nothing I can do. It's going to get a shakal. No, he says pashut. He says it's nishtana legreisa, right? He says it's not a normal thing to do. It's not a normal thing to make pas out of it. It's not the derech achila. That's a very simple way to explain. It's not derech achila sabakach. So if it's not derech achila sabakach, what are you going to do? You can't make a mizonos on it. You'll have to make a shakal. Make a shakal because you're getting hanah from it. So even if it's ain't derech achilas b'kach, you'll still make a shahakal on it.
Yeah, but if you're making it that way, so therefore it is derech.
No, he says it's not. According to the first pshat, Rabbi Yonah was assuming it's derech achila. But it's not. What is he saying? Kevin d'nishinishtana v'yotz mitoras pri. Birchas ha-pas was only instituted by Chamesh Saminu. Rabbi Yonah is saying something a little different than what you were saying before, Moshe. I don't think so. I think the first pshat Rabbi Yonah has is it's nishtana from the original priest, so you can't make hadama. So why not make a mezonos? Because the bracha on pas was instituted, the special bracha on pas was only instituted on chamesh haminim. So pas kidneys is not going to get a special bracha. The chacham did not institute a special bracha on pas. So if it's nishtana, it's going to get a shakal automatically. The second pshat is assuming it's going to get a sha'akol because it's ain derech achila b'kach. The first pshat is saying even if pas kidneys is derech achila, it doesn't matter. Chazal were not misakein a special bracha on pas kidneys. They were only misakein a special bracha on pas of chamesh min yadagan.
And if it were normal to make pas?
According to Rabbeinu Yonah in the first pshat, he doesn't talk about derech b'kach at all. What does he say?
Also shouldn't get it. The oris also should be the same thing. Why should oris be any different? The only reason why you're making a zonah on oris is because it's normal to do this. It's normal to make pas oris. That's why it gets a zonah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. In the first pshat, he doesn't mention orez at all. He's only talking about pas kidneys. He doesn't say that that pas orez is similar to pas chameshes min yadagan. Right? He comes around to orez later after he gives the second reason. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't mention pas orez in the first one. I don't know. It's a difficult Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not sure what to say.
Because the first pshat, he's dealing with
pas kidneys.
Yeah, no, but he's saying
shahakal.
So
second pshat also says pas kidneys gets a shahakal. Right? But the difference is pas oris is darko b'kach, so that's why it'll get a mezonos. It's zayin and it's darko b'kach. Pas kidneys is not darko b'kach. It's interesting. I'm not sure what to make of the first pshat. Again, Rabbi Yonah in the first pshat seems to say that the reason why pas kidneys gets a shahakal is because it's nishtana from the original pri, so hadama can't get. And yet, since it doesn't have the chashivas of the chameshes aminim, it's not going to get a special bracha for the pas. So Moshe is asking, but pasoras also is not one of the chameshes aminim. So why should that get a mezonos?
Didn't Rabbi Yonah say that before because
Rabbi Yonah does not make a distinction between Ors and Dara, right?
But according to the Gemara, the Ors gets the Dara.
But Rabbi Yonah is going with the Gaon, who says that anything that's Zion is the same as Ors and Dochen, and the same as Chamesh Zaminim. I know, the second shot Rabbi Yonah has is good, right? Rabbi Yonah, the second shot says that Paskidnios, since it's not Darka Bakach to do that, so therefore it's only going to get a Shahakol. So basically what comes out is that Paskidnios, it's only normal to eat the Kidnios be'en, or if you cook it up, let's say you cook up the Kidnios, you cook up corn. Right? So cooked corn is just as normal as raw. In fact, it's more normal than raw corn. But to make a cornbread or to make some kind of cereal out of corn flour, that's very nogea, right? To make something out of corn flour, so that should get a shahakol. That's taka what the poskim say.
Pasor is normal?
Corn flour is assumed pasor is must be normal. Yeah, that's what it's assumed. Maybe the pshat is certainly at the time when Chazal were masakin the brachos, pas kidneys was not as normal. Pas oris, I guess, was more normal. So they were masakin on pas oris, you'll make a mazonos on pas kidneys. You're not going to make a mazonos because it's not normal. So that's the halach in the Shulchan Aruch. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that pas kidneys, which basically, it's not just bread. It's not just corn bread. Pas kidneys is just a way of describing that if you grind up, right, if you process the corn, if you process the grain in some way, so it's not going to get a hadam anymore, but it's not going to get a mazonos either. It gets a shahakol. So if you take a cereal that's made out of corn flour, that's not going to get a mazonos. There are some corn flakes that are made out of corn flour, and some corn flakes that are made by simply beating the corn. I think they always used to say that General Mills corn flakes is made just by beating the corn. But some of the kosher brands, they're all kosher. Some of the Jewish brands, like Kemach or other brands, I think they make it out of corn flour. So if you make cornflakes out of corn flour, the you should make a shahakol on it. That's like pas kitnios. But if the cornflakes is made out of pure corn, milled corn, milled corn just means that you took off the klipa, but you haven't ground it up. So if you haven't ground it up, it could very well be that should get a hadama. That might get a hadama. So I think that's what the post can say. Before you eat cornflakes, you should look at the box and figure out whether it's corn flour or milk corn. If it's milk corn, then you might have to make a hadam on it because that shows that the cornflakes, what do? They take the corn and they beat it and somehow it turns into a flake. It's like popcorn, right? They beat it and it turns into a flake. But the basic tsura, the basic item hasn't been changed. The kernel is really there. So if the kernel is really there, you should make a hadam on it. But if it's made into corn flour, then it has a halacha pas kidneys. If it has a halacha pas kidneys, then you make a shakal on it. Okay, so these are the basic halachas. We talked now about pas of chameshes minyadon. We talked about pas oris and pas dochan, and now we talked about pas kidneys. Okay, these are the three basic things: the pas of chameshes minyadon get a mizonos and mayin shalosh for the bracha achrona. Pas oris will get a mizonos and a bar nefashos, and pas kidneys will get a shahakol and a bar nefashos. Okay, because it's such a lower level that it's not darka b'kach, so therefore it loses its bracha entirely. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go back to the other sugya which we skipped, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you make a barimin of the shayim and a barimin of the zroim on some things that grow from the ground. Does Rabbi Yehuda deny bari pri adam entirely? Or is he adding on and saying there are some other times that you don't make a bari pri adam, but you make other brachas? So we'll talk about that in great detail. And then we'll discuss Rabbi Yehuda's shita in general. Do we paskin like his shita, this idea that you need a heker bracha, or not? Okay, have a nice day.